Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Country music has changed radically since I was a boy growing up in Middle Tennessee. Today, many of the modern popular songs glorify premarital sex, adultery, drunkenness, and other stupid behavior. What are the moral implications of songs such as Marge's at the Lincoln Park Inn? Would the older country musicians such as Lula Bell and Scotty, Eddie Arnold, the Sons of the Pioneers, and Roy Rogers have performed such trashy songs? Do the performers, the recording company executives, and the radio station personnel care nothing about the people those songs might influence to engage in sexual immorality? Is the bottom line their only concern? And do not insult us by telling us that music does not influence the behavior of human beings. The most troubling aspect of modern culture is the leadership of many prominent theologians and preachers. If anybody on earth ought to stand against sexual immorality, should it not be the men who claim to speak for God? But theologians like Episcopal Bishop Paul Moore, Jr., former Episcopal Bishop John Shelby Swong, and Episcopal Bishop V. Gene Robinson have led the assault on biblical moral values. Are these bishops willing to take the responsibility for AIDS, genital herpes, gonorrhea, and other sexually transmitted diseases? Do they deserve some of the blame for the 1 million teen pregnancies that occur each year in our nation? Bishop Paul Moore, Jr.'s book, Take a Bishop Like Me, advocates an almost complete repudiation of the sexual moral values the Bible teaches. Bishop Moore bases his sexual views on his own feelings rather than on a careful exegesis of the sacred text. This is understandable from his viewpoint. You can know he has no respect for the Bible's teaching or on the almost universal experience of mankind when he appointed Ellen Marie Barrett, a self-confessed lesbian and a gay rights activist, to be a priest in the Episcopal Church. Moore affirmed, "The Holy Spirit was felt to be there." The participant said, page 16, "Is that the same Holy Spirit who teaches that sexual perverts are not going to heaven?" 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. If you have ever wondered how some of these unbelieving and unbelievable theologians arrive at their positions, Bishop Moore does not leave us in the dark. He says we are never sure at any time what God's will may be. Page 30. If he is not sure what the will of God is in sexual matters, he ought to be digging ditches, not serving as a bishop. Incidentally, the Bible is not really all that difficult to understand. By divine inspiration, Paul argued, "Fornicators, idolaters, and adulterers shall not inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Is that too hard for a liberal bishop to understand? Bishop Moore argues, "We can no longer communicate to younger people by quoting old rules to them." Page 194. I wonder where Bishop Moore garnered that bit of wisdom. "For more than 60 years, I have been communicating the old rules to young people. Most of those young people have understood those old rules and have lived by them. But even if our young people and older ones completely reject them, that does not give us the right to change the rules or to neglect to teach them. The truth is, human nature has not changed since the beginning of time. Modern people may feel that the Word of God is too strict, but all of us will have to give an account of our response to what God has revealed. So I plead with you to listen to God's message and to live by it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5, 10. God demands that we obey his word and that we teach it to others. We have no right to neglect it. We have no right to compromise it. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.